Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Good everybody, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're having a great day. Just wanted to come in and do a little bit of a market rundown as well today. I'm headed out to see some deer and wander around in forests with the kids shortly. So that should be a wonderful day for me. Strange, but wonderful. Speaking of wonderful, congratulations to the person's name starting with an L, who took MCO against Bitcoin last night on a crypto cradle trade and took home a 32x profit. So that is phenomenal. Took it on a four-hour crypto cradle setup, and obviously there was something that happened on MCO which absolutely sent it flying. And this individual scaled out one-to-one and then took a massive chunk up at the top. So well done to you. All you have to do is follow the rules. You do not know when these news announcements are coming. You do not know when the market's going to go bonkers. But one thing you do know is that if you are in it, you've got a chance to win it. And look, it's all about taking those little profits, chipping away, because every now and then the market will provide you with an absolute doozy like it did that particular client. So well done to you. And, you got to be in it to win it, guys. If you don't know what the crypto cradle is, you've got to get to TraderCobb.com. I will be doing a webinar series when I get back from this journey in New Zealand. When I get back, you will be aware of what's going on. I will put it out to the email, but you have to be registered at www.TraderCobb.com. All you have to do is jump on the website. You'll see a pop-up in the bottom right-hand corner for which you can put in your details and get access to two videos per week of my choosing, really. So, guys, that's what you got to do. It's pretty straightforward. What's going on with the market? Well, Bitcoin, bit of a slow day. It's just kind of been grinding. A lot has been going on in the market once again today. Look, one thing I can say is that yesterday's bullish candle broken to the upside, only just. The high of yesterday's candle, the day before, whichever way you want to look at it, is 8,243, and the high of today's is 8,300. We're currently sitting just above at 8,246. Now, what does this actually mean? Well, it's just another small chip towards that bullish sentiment that we're looking for. There is bullish sentiment out there. We are seeing momentum come back to the buyers. We are seeing some good moves in markets, positive news events coming out, and also some positive technical analysis there on that daily time frame on Bitcoin. But on the 4 hour, it's just literally grinding. It does not look inspired at all. It is grinding along, and we are waiting, as we often do. And waiting's a good thing. Waiting's something that I cannot teach you. I cannot make you patient. I cannot make you be disciplined. I can give you the trading rules. I can tell you how to run a routine. I can give you a million and one different examples as to how I do things and mistakes I've made and lessons I've learned, but I can't make you patient. Now, those that are in our groups, so in the Slack communities, the live trading forum, whatnot, these guys know how patient we are. And look, to be honest with you, since the start of the year, since we've started pushing this out and doing a lot in this space, we have seen a lot more shorting opportunities being present than long. And the reason being, and by the way, shorting means making money as the market falls. And as traders, we can do that. We don't have a directional bias. We can make money if the market falls. We can make the money if the market goes up. The point I'm trying to make here is that since the beginning of the year, we've seen more falling of the markets than we've seen rising of the markets. And what this has done is provided more shorting opportunities. Now we're starting to see some good uptrends starting to come into play, and it's mostly across the alts. A lot there in the top 10 is playing ball, and also within that top 20 and top 30. I mean, you're still in the billion market cap within the top 20 these days, which is phenomenal, which gives us a lot more good volume to trade and a lot less slippage when we're using leverage, if that's the way that you want to trade. So, guys, it's a fantastic market out there right now. It's just a matter of being patient. We are getting a lot more opportunities. For example, my watch list yesterday, every single day, 5 days a week, I do a top 100 watch list with the live trading floor members. From that list yesterday, where we pick up 8 different pairs there that were in very good trends. And that's just in my top 100 list, guys. So a lot is going on out there, a lot more today, because I can see once again, if I look at the top 10, we are sitting in a very strong position again. Ethereum today finally got its skates on. It's starting to move. It's right now sitting on a level of old support and resistance. We break through this 5.56 barrier, which we are sitting at right now, and Ethereum looks good for a move. It's now on the 4-hour starting to trend nicely, up 6% or thereabouts today. Same with Ripple. Ripple's now broken to the upside of that bullish candle yesterday. We've got Ripple there at 3.89%, up nearly 4%. Looking really, really good there as well. If we look at Bitcoin Cash, again, another huge day for Bitcoin Cash, up over 7% there and pushing on very, very well indeed. Once again, it is just pushing. I don't know what's the cause of it, but I don't care because it's moving so goddamn well. And if we have a look on the lower time frames as well, you'll start to see it's pulling back in nicely. Although it is more extended, it has had a good run, and it is one to be careful of. Litecoin also up 4% again. What I really like about Litecoin is the fact that it's presenting opportunities. There are crypto cradle setups starting to come into play. There was one that we put out earlier this week. I didn't actually get to take it because I am sort of traveling and trading, and I was traveling instead of trading. I looked at the 120, didn't get it. 240, it's there, and it's moving very, very well. A very nice trend there. EOS, once again, is holding up 3% again today within that top 10 and looking to push on to new highs. Cardona, up again 3%, holding up around those heights. It is struggling with a little bit of resistance right now. On to Lumen. Lumen also pushing on, looking quite good there too, guys. It has a very good extension. There's been some good trading opportunities with Lumen, and I'm waiting for pullbacks there. NEO is actually the dead dog of the entire top 10. It is actually down 0.18%, which is rare. Not often we're seeing them down at the moment. It is not too common, actually. Most of the time, they have been up in the top 10. And finally, IOTA is also hanging in there, holding up, and broken the high of yesterday's candle. The 4-hour starting to get a bit of momentum on the cards now, and it is looking quite tasty indeed there. So, guys, overall the sentiment is strong. Overall the market is looking good, and it is definitely something that you need to be monitoring at the moment, because as we start to see this alt market moving, we're seeing fantastic opportunities come in. Now, let me tell you one thing. If you don't know what the crypto cradle is, if you don't know what the Bitcoin bracket is, and if you don't know what the Fibonacci booster is, and you want to trade, you got your head read. You need to know what these strategies are. Now, you can go to the website, www.tradercobb.com. There's a huge amount of information there under the market blog tab, okay? The podcast screening's there. You can listen to all the archives and whatnot, but you could also go through and watch a bunch of the videos that are there that I put out on the bi-weekly video newsletter, guys. So you've got to get on there, have a look through the courses, start to read and listen. I do videos for everything. I do tutorials to take you through the whole lot so you understand what it is. If you want to do the strategies, yes, you've got to pay for them. That's how the world goes around, right? But you can get a huge amount of information there for free, and you can start to use that yourself to become a better person. And if you're not doing that, with this next run looking likely to set up and some fantastic momentum right now, if you genuinely want to become a trader, you cannot afford to not have strong, strict trading strategies. If I take you back to the beginning of this, where I said the client had done a 32x on his investment, everything will be covered in one trade of that magnitude, guys. So it really is your education is the most important thing you've got. Get involved, get looking, and start to get me on your radar. Visit tradercobb.com and have a fantastic day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out tradercobb.com because experience matters.